This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Philadelphia Opportunities Industrialization Center, or Philadelphia OIC, is one of the region's oldest and largest providers of job training and career development services. It's a nonprofit committed to combating poverty, unemployment, and illiteracy. Last month, the Reverend Kevin R. Johnson took the reins, succeeding President and CEO Robert Nelson, who retired after 30 years. The Reverend Johnson joins me this morning to talk about settling into his new role at the OIC. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
You're leading an organization with a rich history of helping others help themselves. Is Philadelphia more or less prepared to provide support for those who are struggling?
I think Philadelphia is poised to help out not just people at OIC, but really folk all across this great city. Philadelphia is right now the hot city. And I think when you look at opportunities for jobs, I think that there are going to be more corporations moving here. And what I'm hoping to do under my leadership is to provide opportunities for greater job opportunities, not just the low wage paying jobs, but those jobs that are actually going to help people take care of their families.
Well, tell us about the OIC model of economic development.
OIC was founded in 1964 by Dr. Leon Sullivan. Dr. Sullivan, of course, was the pastor of Zion Baptist Church. And we've been training, providing adult education, GED programs, after-school programs, hospitality program, which is absolutely awesome. We have a great staff there. But now we're also trying to move into digital literacy.
Well, let's talk about literacy for a moment. According to the Center for Literacy, half of Philadelphia's adult population is low literate, which means they would struggle to fill out a job application, for instance. Is literacy the first step in helping Philly's struggling populations get jobs?
Unfortunately, it is. And you start to see that cycle that continues from generation to generation. I remember the other day, Jennifer, one of the students, I give a quote, and the quote is, "Some men or women succeed because they are destined to, but most men or women succeed because they are determined to." And after I said that, she said, "How do you spell the word destined?" That's how deep the illiteracy is in Philadelphia.
What did you tell that person?
I spelled it for her, and I told her that I wanted her to memorize it, and I told her that you may not be a part of the destined crowd, but because you came to OIC, you're now part of the determined crowd.
My understanding is you were brought in as the innovator.
Yeah,
tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah. So I've been brought in really to bring OIC into the 21st century. Our model has really been a model that has been focused on the unemployed. But where I think the future is for us is that we also have to begin to focus on the underemployed. And the best jobs, as we look at Comcast building its new innovation center, is that we really have to get into the tech jobs, because that's when people can start making around $85,000 a year. It's just a great economic engine that I think Philadelphia is poised for, not just being the eds and the meds, but also becoming a tech center in the Northeast.
Many people know you for your time. You served as senior pastor of Bright Hope Baptist Church in North Philadelphia, 12th and Cecil B. Moore. You led that congregation for 7 years, and you departed last summer under a cloud of, I can only define it as maybe confusion. You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it was reported that congregants felt rebuffed by you when they tried to get some answers about the church's finances and your salary. Can you tell us now about your departure from Bright Hope?
Well, I got to clear up those two things.
Mm-hmm.
We passed out the general ledger, so there's no issue about finances. As it related to my salary, they signed a contract. They offered me a contract, and I distributed that contract to the entire congregation. There was no secrecy there. The only difference between, say, me and someone else is the fact that last year I gave some thought to running for mayor. And after that, the wolves came out. And so what I would share with people is, you know, look, people have different visions. I had one vision, they had another vision, and you move forward. Doesn't mean that anybody's vision is better. It just means it's different.
This is an election year in Philadelphia. What will you do to get candidates for mayor and city council, perhaps thinking about helping people get the skills they need to get better jobs, to advance their careers?
One of the things I'm looking for now in a mayoral candidate is who has a vision. And whoever becomes the next mayor must be that person who can speak to the hearts and to the minds of the next generation. And for me, it's about creating good paying jobs right here in Philadelphia. And if we can do that at OIC, then we can start to replicate this around the nation.
The Reverend Kevin R. Johnson is president and CEO of the Philadelphia Opportunities Industrialization Center. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you.